qualities that they would also. It's a proof that he loves us.
Yeah, 100%. There is no doubt at
all. It's like...
Maybe, sir, he is taking half whatever trouble but we are actually suffering. Maybe 3/4 he is carrying that trouble and only 1/4 we are suffering. So, he is also testing that really...
Hey, Gopika, you should write everything down. What they are saying. Seriously, in a notebook, you know. I should... read this afterwards, benefited. Last week. So, first you said that nothing is permanent.
Yeah, whether you are happy or sad, it's not permanent.
Nothing is permanent. Sadness or happiness. And secondly, you said when if God loves you, then only He gives what you said? These sufferings.
Just to see how much we are tolerating.
Because
how deeply we are loving Him and
God wants to see how much we tolerate, how much we love Him.
Our trust.
And you said that maybe He is taking 3/4 away and 1/4 to you.
Very good. Then only the person realizes yes, God is He wants us to remember continuous. So if He gives us full happiness or thing, then
so you mean to say he takes 3/4 happiness also away?
No. Not like that.
Pain only.
Pain.
Anything you see what to say?
Or maybe he's seeing our weakness at that particular moment. If we become very weak, so whether we are going reverse or we are choosing his pathway again. Our mind strongly sees towards the our how much we want to pray, means how much we want to believe in God. That's what you want to see at that particular moment.
So, whether we continue on His path or whether we leave His path, that He wants to test,
yeah,
right?
He wants to test.
Dekh rahe na bharo se? Pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. But I am telling you something that pain also is there, suffering also is there.
Yeah.
So I am trying to tell you that. Tell me what to do now.
Whatever is going on,
privilege of being close. Thank you. Yes. This is good. This is good. Yes. Everybody is able to hear? it is future, na?
In future.
It is in future. I am talking about today.
With that experience.
See, when you go through, get through it, na, then you can look back and say, oh, it was nice for me. But when you are in it, it's painful.
No, sir, that time also we can remember that moment and we can feel that this thing is also good for me.
Yeah.
That effectiveness will continue.
That experience makes you the strong. Whatever happened, now, bad for me, but now it is good for you.
We go more close to the love of God.
Krishna, I personally feel Krishna never do bad with anybody.
Yeah. That is there. Okay, operation ho raha hai. Operation is very painful actually, that's only thing. We know operation is good, doctor is doing good, I am going to get well, everything fine, but the operation is very painful, that's only thing.
Operation.
We have the faith, na? We love the doctor, we know the procedure, we know we are accepted, we are given consent. See, I have trust. No, I am saying I have full faith in doctor. I know which operation is going to do. I know what is going to happen after the operation, how what is going to be better. I know that. I give him the consent also. Still, when he operates, it's painful. That is my question. But hospital, what do we do? We give consent. Okay, Dr. Sankhi, no. Dr. B.C. Shah, no. We choose doctor also, which we like. So everything is fine, our chosen doctor, right operation, right time, consent, everything is given. But still, when he operates, it is painful, na? Aisa hai, sab dard ho raha hai, dukh raha hai. Woh boli dega aur, ye bhi dukh, idhar bhi dukh raha hai. Bolega na.
But with good result, we can tolerate that pain. We know that after this operation, we are
that open that the that moment you are
doing this. What is that? Sometimes the healing period is too long. That is the problem.
We should have positive. Hope for the good.
So there is a saying, yesterday is history, future is a mystery, today is the gift of God, that's why we call it a present.
Present. I heard about it. Past is history, future is mystery, and today is the gift of God, current, present situation. So Mary, what would you like to tell me? Thank you. I'm thankful to you. In the Bible. Liko. But let him write this one. I have plans for what?
Well, I have plans for you.
Plans for you.
Plans for your welfare. And
for your welfare. And future also you said, no? Plans for your future. And plans not for your harm. And the next one.
The will of God will take you there where the grace of God is to protect you.
The will of God will take you there means where? There means where?
Where the grace of God is there to protect you.
there, that place, wherever you go, I mean, the situation, there protecting you. Oh, so nice it is, so wonderful, so nice. The will of God will take you there where ways of God will protect you. Maybe each of you should give spiritual care program every time, rather than every time I am speaking.
Hearing from you continuously, we
have stopped. You have that
makes us to talk
trigger.
Like
every time when you speak, sir. Whenever you give lecture, yeah. I go and talk to my daughter and my husband also. So they say also.
But today also, you go and tell what happened.
sure, sir.
And even the, in that situation, if some situation arises, now we remember. Sir has told like this. Now we have to use principle like this only.
One example, I
tell you,
because
there is last. Everybody is able to
hear what she's saying? Last week, now, we went to Diu Daman. So, myself,
my East Bay,
Gujarat.
Andaman Nicobar is there. Diu Daman is there, na? India.
Gujarat.
In the ocean. In the ocean, na?
Rajkot.
But Samudra, na? Samudra. By flight,
away. My husband is there in Rajkot, so we went there by plane. Then from there we planned for just for out to like myself and
my neighbor by boat.
Five hours from Rajkot.
Samudra mein hai kya?
It's a territory, sir.
It's a Indian territory.
Nahi, samudra mein hai kya wo? Island hai na? Wahi to puch raha hu.
Island.
You go by road to island. Bridge hai, bridge.
On the way, na, when we started from our just entered only, we started, before starting only, we started to pray. So when this prayer was going on, myself, my husband, my children, prayers going on till half of the road time. Then after once, we started playing like small things, number, color, etc. So this driver, na, yes, Gujarati, but he was telling, madam, may I, like there so many people are taking, but first time we are seeing like this. From beginning, say you people are totally with the God and praying. Then my husband said, I came alone, so she is under Dr. Sharma. Bhakti Vedan said, ISKCON ka hai. Then he asking about ISKCON ka hai. Then I was talking about the, what is the lecture is going on. That was other road, I said. Then coming, really I'm telling, but that association. Then from there also when we started to say thank God, because we are really enjoyed a lot and we are coming. So then we started to thank and come. So after coming here, really got down from there and I was telling, I'm really so happy with this going, because he also is telling, I also got like some vibration.
He came with you both the ways.
This is driver.
It's not taxi, it was like your driver.
But he felt so nice that that association came, but finally came like, na? So your name came there, na? Spiritualism, na? So association.
Anyway, kabhi mauka milega na aapko end mein. So you are meeting God. Abhi mera naam bolna.
That is important.
So you tell us.
We all are going first, na? They have to tell everyone's name.
If I am behind you, you tell me. So I can be also inside. What is that? Yeah, I know that.
Spiritual association is something special than anything.
Most precious. There is one devotee called Ramananda Rai. He is supposed to be the one of the gopi of Krishna. And Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga. So at one point of time, Ramananda Rai met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the bank of Godavari. And they had a long discussion about bhakti. At that time, after the discussion was over, they met for 3 days, one evening, second evening, third evening. So one evening some discussion took place, second evening long discussion took place, third evening some question answers took place. So one of the question was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, What is the most miserable condition in our life? What is the, what condition you will label as most painful, most suffering, most miserable? What must have been the answer? Okay, this is the answer is correct, but what answer he gave, he said to be away from the company of spiritual people is the greatest misery of life. Well, as long as we are in the company of people who are spiritually minded, who are devotees, who talk about the Lord and who keep us in that thoughts of the Lord or memory of the Lord or in discussion of the Lord, in the Lord's activities, you know, like subject matter is Lord. I mean, for girlfriend, boyfriend, they are always talking about each other, no? Or newly married woman is asked to talk about her husband. Constantly, discussion is of that topic. Bachcha hua toh, bachche ke bare mein discussion. Like that, when the devotees meet, what they discuss? Tathayantastha maam tubhyam, bodhayanta parasparam. What they are doing is, they are talking about Lord to each other, no? Constantly. So if you are away from that, that is supposed to be the real misery of life. By definition, we say if the disease comes, this is the misery of life, or money comes in happiness, and somebody stands first in the school and happiness, but that is not a real happiness. When we are away from the devotees of the Lord, that is a real misery, and when we are with the devotees of the Lord, so is a real happiness. This is an important thing. It is durlabha manava janama satsange taraho e bhava sindure. It's very rare to get company of sincere devotees. There may be many devotees in life, but sincere people who are really honest and genuine devotees may be very rare, you know. And to get that association of that person is also very rare. Amongst the 100 devotees that you meet, maybe 5 are very sincerely focused, you know. Others may be divided. They may also worship the Lord, they may also learn after money, they may also look after fame, look after all kind of things, mixed. Devotion also is there in that. It's not that, it's a package. But one who is only focused on the Lord, sincere, genuinely focused, is very rare. That's why it's called durlabha. In human life, that is supposed to be very rare. And if you get that company of that person, or those people who are very sincere, then taraho ebhava sindure, then this miserable cycle of birth and death can be easily crossed over. Then the so-called birth, old age, disease and death that we go through, repeatedly we keep suffering, that can be broken simply by the company of sincere devotees of the Lord. And unless and until we have done great pious activities in this or past life, you will not get company of a sincere devotee also. Sometimes it comes by causeless mercy. Causeless means there is no cause, it just comes to you. Downfall. You are not deserving, but it just, you happen to be when it fell. Rain kaisa hota rain? It falls on everybody. It falls on stone, falls on the ocean, falls on river, falls on gutter also, falls on 5-star building, falls on the jhopri also. It just falls. Whoever is there gets wet. So like that, it can happen sometimes. But we can't always expect ki it should be causeless, huh? For me it should be causeless. You should also deserve it, na? So the company of sincere spiritual people is the most important thing, as he said. You were saying something else? Something else you were saying? Spiritual people ke bare mein. Association, something you were saying? This what?
Because of this association. Now our vice principal also, she also is very good. She is very happy with this
spiritual atmosphere.
She also is telling, because of this association only we can individually also we can
progress. She is asking me what is the meaning of association. Anybody? No, she is asking the real meaning of, not Oxford Dictionary meaning. what is association, what is satsang, right? Yes? We have discussed this many times here. It's not like the first time we discussed it.
No,
one person at a time.
When you're together with a group of people, one person is influencing the other. That is
what you're saying? What you're saying?
Company of a good people. Company of a people, but having effect of a good people more often.
Good or bad? Association,
yes.
Good or bad?
No, here we are referring to association means satsang. Satsang means spiritual association. So she is asking the definition of spiritual association. What association is spiritual?
Not coming good, not coming bad. Spiritual association
is beyond good and bad. Spiritual association is not with good and bad. Spiritual association is beyond good and bad. So it is spiritual association or sat sangha. Which are two words, sat and sangha. Sat means the eternal. The word sat is referred to the eternal, that is the Lord only, nothing else. The supreme eternal, supremely eternal person is the Lord. And sangha means association, right? So that association, that company of people which inspires us to be with that person or takes us to the company of that person, that is association. Or that association which inspires you to serve the Lord better than what you are serving now. You all are serving the Lord now. You are chanting, praying, going to church, going to temple, worshipping, all those things you are doing. But if you have association and you get inspired to do more than that, that is real association. Or you may meet somebody and your desire to serve the Lord may go down. You will still keep serving only, but you will serve less than before. That is an association. Association means it has to increase your current desire to a different desire. That is real association. That is why Rupa Goswami has warned us. He said that you don't meet anybody who looks like a devotee. Just don't get fooled by external appearance. Anybody who looks like a devotee or talks like a devotee may not be a devotee. One can get trained na, to use the language and to use the accent or to use the hand, what you call, behavioral habits. One can practice all these things and pose to you as a most advanced, most effulgent or most spiritually surcharged personality. But one may not be. So he said, he said two things, most important. He said that one should not associate with people who are very worldly minded, who always talk about money, always talk about beauty, always talk about investment, always talk about enjoyment, always talk about... There are people now, whenever you meet them, you always talk about that only. They always keep talking about how to make money, how to enjoy more, how to do this thing, what you are doing, what I am doing, just to enjoy more. So he said, don't associate with people who are worldly minded. Because they will make you worldly minded by being with them. And second thing he said, very significant. So this is very, very clear and simple. Okay, those who are so-called not devotees, try to avoid the company. If they are to meet you, then we do the business and get out. That much company you have to keep. So you are working in government office and you are devotee and others are not devotee. But what to do? You have to work there for 8 hours to work on your money. But you do this, whatever is required, that much you interact and finish off. Don't take the association. Don't get into the discussion of how to go to movies, how to get passes, how to get this, how to get that, lottery, this, that, gambling, enjoyment, parties. Don't discuss that. For working, whatever interaction required, at once you cooperate and go home. That's all. So it's very simple to follow. But second line is very important. He said, avoid the company of those devotees who are also worldly minded. which is a little difficult. He is a devotee. But when he will shift a discussion from God to shares, you don't know. I met you for satsang and we discussed about a story for some time, what we heard in the satsang. And after 5 minutes while taking wafers, I tell you, so by the way, where did you invest your money? So you will say, I invested in mutual funds. So don't invest in mutual funds, invest in fixed deposit. No, no, don't invest there. You put in the shares. You understand? So then association has changed from God to Maya. So he said, even devotees who are too much worldly minded, specifically lusty or too much after money or sex, don't associate with them. Because that person is just beginning his spiritual life. He's still in the material life, but he's just beginning his spiritual life. It's like, I'm in water, I'm just coming out of water, but I'm fully in water only now. I have desire to come out of water, but I'm still in water only. So if you go close to him, you might get wet because he's already in water, he's just coming out of water. We have to meet people to keep up with our spiritual life, those who are immersed in God consciousness, who are totally dedicated, full time. Or those who, whenever you meet them, they talk about God only to you. Aisa hota hai na kabhi kabhi. Some guys, they meet you and always talk about LIC policy. Because they are LIC agent. Whenever they meet you, they have to talk about one only. A new policy has come. Are you taking that policy? This is good for your family. This is good for your mother and father. This is good for your child. This is good for your future. He has only one topic whenever you meet him. Or those who are in shares, whether they meet you in marriage, they meet you in Munza, they meet you in housewarming ceremony, they meet you in train, or meet you in bus, or meet you in office, they will keep talking with you only one subject matter. What is there on their mind? So we have to meet people on whose mind always God's topic is there. Constantly they talk about that because that's on top of their mind. And whenever they meet you, they talk about that only. To such people, he says, you should associate with. In other times, you may not have any association. Keep yourself aloof. But if you have to associate, you have to keep meeting these people. What would you advise a student who is not studying, who says, madam, mere ko padhne mein taste hi nahi aata hai, main kitna padhta hu, yaad hi nahi rehta hai. So you would say, come to library and study there. What is the advantage? Because everybody is studying there. So by the company of people who are studying there, you also feel desire to study. Or you are a singer, then your mother will say, go to that concert where people are singing together, go and sit there. So you will develop a desire to sing. How nice they are singing, so you will get inspiration. Like last Sunday, I went to my daughter's violin presentation. She was on the stage. So just by being there with great artists in violin, naturally you will feel that, hey, I should also do more. Look at this boy, 12-year-old boy, look at that 10-year-old boy, how she was playing, how he was playing. So you feel, why, I should also progress. So for a person who wants to advance in music, he has to meet people who are already deep into music. So they will inspire you. Similarly, you have to meet people who are devotees, who will inspire you to do more in devotion to God. Then that association can be labeled today as association. If you still go in the company of devotees today and it didn't inspire you to do more than yesterday, then you were there in the company of devotees, but still it can't be defined as association today because it kept you there only, or it maybe discouraged you, I don't know what. Another thing which he warned Rupa Goswami is that when you go in the company of devotees, save yourself from criticism of devotees. Suppose I come close to you, then I start saying faults in you, then I start criticizing you. If I am in distance with you, I may not know your faults. I meet you sometimes, so I will only talk good things and go away. But suppose we go on a 4-day tour together and we have to share a car together, we share a hotel together, or dine together every day, or we have to interact, how to go, share discussion about money and contribution and that. And then I come to know this madam is very cheeky, you know, she was so difficult to arrange from her. So I may have one impression with you when I'm not meeting you. But I am together in the company, in the group with you for a long time, I will start finding faults in you. So he said, when you meet devotees, try and avoid finding faults in devotees. And if at all you see a fault in a devotee, overlook it, ignore it, don't ponder on it. Ponder on good qualities, which had impressed you earlier. Before meeting and coming closer, you are impressed with these good qualities. Now when I come closer, I see a fault also, along with the good qualities which I had seen earlier. But what is our nature? If we see 5 good things and 1 bad thing, what we talk about? Only bad thing. That is called as fly mentality. If there are 50 clean things and 1 dirty thing, the fly will go and sit there. Right? You don't train the fly. Oh fly, please don't go here. See, the dirt is there, go there. No, fly zzz, goes there only. However nice things are there. And the swan. No, no, we can go near. There is no problem of going near. But you have to stop yourself from finding faults. That's all. So learn to ignore that. How you ignore the fault in your own child and still love the child? Anybody has trained you? Your child has so many faults. Everyone knows child is so mastikor. Everybody in the world knows your child is so mastikor. But you are not talking about it. You just love the child. Because you know it's my child. Like the same way, when you are with the devotees, you should say, these are God's children. We love the Lord. And they have so many good qualities. So what? They have one fault. I also have fault. They also have fault. If I start talking about his fault, what about he start talking about my fault? And maybe when he start talking about my fault, there will be many more subjects to talk to. So he will have many faults to talk about myself. Right? If I start talking about his faults, and then he starts talking about my faults, he will have more subjects to talk about my fault, because there will be many faults in me. By practice.
We'll see, but we will not
talk. We will see, but we will not talk. Suppose you select a girl for marriage, huh? And everything is good, but she is 4 inches shorter than what you expected. Suppose you are 5 feet 11 inches, and you wanted a 5 feet 7 inches girl, you know, and everything is perfectly matching, but she is 5.4. Then what you will say? I'll still marry her and I will ignore that she is shorter than me. I'll not keep talking about it all the life. Aray, but you are 2 inches shorter than me and I wanted her to you should be 5.7. But why you are not 5.7? So she will say, I'll wear 3 inches heels, don't worry. But will you not compromise? You compromise, no? Aray, I wanted a girl from Bombay. Everything else is there. She's born in Bombay. Everything, she educated, everything, job is good, beautiful looking, long hair, everything. But she's born in Aurangabad. But then what do you say? So what, yaar? So many things are matching nicely. Aurangabad is the same thing, the main point, forget it. Like that, when you meet a devotee, so many nice things are there. And say, for example, he has a habit of eating too much. So you don't say, kya re, half the khana to wahi khada hai. In the company of devotees, when we are eating together, now half the food he only finishes. Prasadam is not available for others when he is eating. But you don't talk about it much. You arrange accordingly. Because the good things in him are much better to associate with than the bad things. What you have to see ultimately, what is the predominance? Is the predominance of bad things in him? Or the predominant thing in him is good. You have to see that, na, always. See, in prison house, you don't meet saintly people. Is that right? Do you find a saint in prison? Today they may put in saintly people also prison, because people are so demoniac. They may catch up a saint and put in the prison. Who knows? But ideally speaking, will you find a saint in the prison? No. You'll only find criminals in the prison. Like that, in this world, all of us who are there are like criminals only. We are all in the reject group from the Lord. Those who are rejected, they are here. And now from reject group we are trying to go back again. But we are all destitutes. We are all out from kingdom of God and in the world of suffering of birth and old age and disease and death. We are like that. So in this situation, how can we find a perfect person? Because if he was perfect, he wouldn't have been here, he would be there. Why would he be here? Just because he's not perfect, he's here. So amongst these so-called imperfect people over here, the more people who are good and perfect, if you are associating with, will come across some faults without fail. If you stay with me longer, you'll see some faults in me also. Because I meet only once in a week to you and talk good things, you will feel done. Dr. Shanbhag is such a great person. But you ask my wife, she will tell you. She knows everything, top to bottom. There is no facade, there is no naqab in the house. There is no, mask in the house. House where everything is exposed, completely exposed. All things are exposed. What I do in the morning when I get up, do I fold the chadar or not, or do I just go away, or everything is exposed. So that is the closest association, na, husband and wife. So everything is, but still we stay together. Na, we don't divorce one another just because you don't fold chadar in the morning. So what we do is, we see the good things and we tolerate or overlook the bad things and try to associate in the good things. So I should be like a honeybee. What is honeybee? And what is a fly? The fly, by default, it will go to only dirt. And what the honeybee will do? Honeybee will never see whether the petals are yellow or pink or green or blue or white. Honeybee will go straight where it has to go, pick up the honey and go away. It will not even say, oh, today I got a honey from yellow flower, you know, such a dirty flower. I wanted to go to blue flower, but today only I got yellow flower. It doesn't care whether yellow or blue. As long as it gets honey, it goes there. And it doesn't criticize the flower. Oh, you yellow flower. What dirty flower you are. It just goes as long as honey is there. Or it doesn't go only there if there is no honey. Isn't the quality of honey bee? If there is no honey, you will not find honey bee there. If the honey bee is there, that means honey is there. So honey bee very cleverly avoids the company of a flower which has no honey. We should be like that only. If I come to you and I do not get anything spiritual, I should just say thank you very much and just part with you. Or you start to discuss something else, I will just cleverly discuss and stop karke, I will just leave. That is the sign of a devotee. Symptom of a devotee is not hurting you because you are not a devotee. But he will just gradually, respectfully leave. He will not continue. But one has to be respectful. One has to be respectful. Even if somebody is not a devotee of the Lord, still a devotee has to be respectful to him. As a living entity, has to be respectful. So avoiding company of a non-devotee doesn't mean disrespectfulness. Avoiding company of a non-devotee means with respect you avoid. Not by showing, not by insulting, not by talking about it. I am leaving you because you are not a devotee. This is not good. This is pride actually. Is it clear? So you want to answer? So we have to always... Guru Maharaj says that there are many kinds of devotees. Many types of devotees are there. So many types of devotees. But you have to choose the company of a devotee who is constantly immersed in God consciousness. When you meet such a person, you always get inspired. You never get dejected by, hey, today bahut bore ho gaya, today I didn't feel so much. When you meet such a person, anytime you feel inspired. You want to follow, you want to do something more than before. And such devotees' company, once you get it, you should not give it up. You should not become lazy to associate with him or her once you find somebody like that. Or one should regulate oneself in meetings with that person. Regularly, at least I should meet every day, once a day, once in a week, or twice in a week, or once in 15 days, or why we go once in a week to church? So we can regularly associate with devotees there. We should regulate. We can't say, last year I met him and now I am meeting him after 1 year. That should not be the case. Then we are not nourishing oneself properly. You cannot say, I ate on 1st January 2013. Today is 12th June. I am still thinking of eating. Maybe tomorrow I'll eat. It's not like that. Daily you have to eat. As you have to eat daily, regularly, frequently, to maintain your body in a healthy condition, like that, you have to be with the devotees regularly to maintain your spiritual health. To maintain your spiritual health, you have to have the association of sincere devotees on regular basis. Then your soul will be strong. Then your spiritual life will become very steady and strong. Then you can always go ahead nicely, in spite of all the difficulties. Anyone else would like to tell me something? See, again, I only ended up speaking. I wanted to listen, but my disease is to speak. So, anybody? Jasneen? I've not heard your voice up till now, by the way. If I heard, I don't remember. You came to my office, but I don't remember your voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram.